SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Hour number two on the grid. Lots of college basketball. We got these late tips about to start. We've got Hornets Lakers to talk about. We got golf picks, a few other things. I'm going to give Joe some stuff for the hockey game tomorrow night since I won't be with him. There's a lot going on. As always, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Basketball, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe, you're talking about down to the wire here with this UNC game for you.
It's 97-73. You got it. Can we just end this game already?
You would think at this point, even if North Carolina got the ball back, they'd run the clock out, right?
No, they just jammed it home. What are you talking about?
Yeah, to make it 97. I'm saying the next possession, when under 10 seconds, they're not going to try to score.
Carver, I don't know. Oh, this kid.
You got 24 and a half, right? 24 yeah. and a half?
Don't foul him!
Not going to foul. It's over. 24 and a half?
25 and a half.
There you go, Joe. 25 and a half.
You got to be. The kid took a swipe at the ball like with a second left. These kids really need their heads examined.
I couldn't even imagine if they call the foul on the kid trying to swipe the ball away from him and he goes to the line and they win by 26. Oh, Joe might have drove down there to Carolina. And found a kid going back to his dorm tonight. That's just that Joe would have been all over him, giving him the business, just yelling at him. That's all Joe.
Give me a nice half court game in Auburn, and I'll be happy. Nice half court game.
Listen, we want Cal. We want him to muck the game up. Muck the game up. No up and down, Joe. Cover the big number.
We're on this. I'm on the under. I'm on Arkansas, and we got Missouri.
You have Arkansas at 17?
16 and a half.
I have 17 and a half and 22 and a half.
You're the hero now. Now you're the hero.
All right, let's go.
All right.
And we got this Missouri game. So we got that going for us also.
Yeah, we might need Missouri to start fast with us, right?
We're going to need it. And now, Joe, let's get into this. We have NBA tonight. One game coming back from the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. It's a makeup game from a few weeks ago. And that is the Lakers and the Hornets, excuse me. Lakers minus 12 and a half. 230 and a half is the total. Now, they're saying that, unlike his first couple games that he played, that Luka, I guess, has no restrictions anymore. That he can play.
Yeah.
You know, the first few games he played like 22 minutes, 23 minutes. Didn't really play a full load.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh after a week off. You want to go big with Luka? I'm still a little skeptical, Joe, to be quite honest with you. I don't know if I want to dive in.
He's terrible, Carver. I can't. The guy's cost me. He's another one. He has cost me more money betting on Luka than anything. You know that?
All right.
What do you want to do?
You want to play ball for the Hornets? LaMelo?
Yeah, we could do that.
You want to do threes or points? What do you want to do?
Great question. I mean, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go ball. Let me bring it up, Joe. How about ball for 5 threes?
Yeah.
Think Luka will have more volume tonight? A little bit more volume?
What are you thinking?
How about LeBron for 4 threes?
You want to go... You want to do... How about we do Luka for assists?
Okay, how many you want to go for? He hasn't got 10 yet. How about this? He hasn't, obviously, these first two games really been out there much. Let's say he actually is going to play 30-plus minutes tonight. He hasn't had double-digit assists yet with the Lakers. You want to do just 10? I am seeing 10 assists.
7-1. 7-1. Oh,
is that on the duel?
Yeah.
All right, so duel's got 7. They got a bad number at another place.
Let's do Luka for... You want to do Luka for 10 assists and LeBron for... LeBron for 3 threes, and let's do LaMelo Ball for 4.
4, huh?
Or do you want to do LaMelo for points? LaMelo
Man,
might
some
step
of these
up.
Numbers. I just looked at two other books, Joe. One book has Luka 4-1 for the 10 assists. Another book has him 5-1 for the 10 assists. And then the duel's got him 7-1 for the 10 assists.
Why don't we do this? Luka for 10 assists, LeBron for 3 threes, and LaMelo for 25 points.
All right, hold on. I'm doing the threes first here. I mean the assists first, because I got to put him with the golf. Got to put it with the golf. All right. Now say that again, Joe. What do you want to run?
Luka for 10 assists, LaMelo for 25 points, and LeBron for 3 threes. LaMelo's dad had surgery today. He might step up for him.
Lost his foot, the poor guy. I know. Hope he's doing all right. I know. He got his foot amputated.
So, I mean, 25 is even money.
All right, hold on a second here.
What are we doing?
I got too many things going on. All Give me right, the other two up. Things. You said how again. Many points? Who'd you have for 25 points?
LaMelo.
Okay, fine. In.
Good. LeBron.
LeBron threes.
Three
threes. Okay.
And Luka for 10 assists.
All right, what do you get that to?
$24.99,
jeez.
Come on, hit it already.
All right, give me a minute here. I'm switching from book to book. I'm trying to get everything lined up here.
Here we go. Wheel play. Here he is,
well,
Johnny Wheelhouse.
I got to put it with the golf. I'm doing your thing. All right, 25 for LaMelo. Threes for LeBron.
There's three plays. Harper and Lisi, we're coming right back. Keep it winning.
$24.99.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harper and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159.
This rejoin music is like circa 1950s with the original Batman.
It feels like, yeah, I was going to say either
Where's
that.
Burt Ward and Adam West?
Or do you remember like those like, I used to watch it when I was a kid in the 80s, but they were from like the 60s. Those like, beach movies with Frankie Valli, and they're like they're all like, well, like you know what I'm talking about, right? Like they'd all be out of
the old Elvis movies where he's on the prop and he's surfing. It's like this, and you got the B-roll running in the back. You got the B-roll. Hey, guess what? I said it, not anybody else. Me. Hey, Tiger, I said it. There you go.
Hold on.
I got the jersey on. Look, I got the jersey, Carver. I said
Do
it.
Do you?
Look, I said it.
I got to find this show. What was... I'm talking... Not Frankie. I'm not talking about Frankie. Frankie Avalon.
I'm dead to rights in Auburn. I'm dead to rights. 28 points in 8 minutes. They came shot out of a cannon. In Auburn, Alabama. Yeah, it's just 15-13. Slow it down.
Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. The beach blanket bingo.
<1965>. 60 years ago, Lisi and Carver on the B-roll. Oh, God, it can't get any worse than this.
God. Slow it down, Arkansas.
Slow it down, baby. Don't get into a shootout.
All right. Only 8 minutes in, but I like the heart here from the Hogs so far. They're in
What
this
about the
game.
Heart? Yeah.
And Missouri as well. So, listen, we got a long way to go here.
18-7. We're
18-7
looking all right.
And Arkansas and Auburn 15-15 here at the under 12. So some toughness from the Hogs, which is what we need in the early going, and we're getting it so far here in these two SEC games. Elsewhere, Joe, let me see what else I can update you on here. Oregon up 9 on Iowa with a couple minutes to go in the first half.
We missed a good number, 1.5. Come on, Carver, why did we do that?
And Washington State and Gonzaga just started 8-4 Cougars early in that game. St. John's and DePaul just getting started as well there in that. All right, so you got me all – I'm all loaded up now on that Luka 10 assists. I got it in the parlay you just did. I got it with the golf. I put some golf stuff with it. So we're looking for him to pass tonight. We want him to pass, Joe, is what it comes down to. Distribute, facilitate.
Yeah.
What's his number for a triple double? Said I wasn't going to go in this deep on him tonight. I said I wasn't going to go deep on Luka. And now here I am asking about the triple double number. I mean, seriously. It's got to be pretty juicy, no? If he's 7-1 to get 10 assists. Where's the number, Joe?
I don't know.
See, they got double-double here. Where's the... It's like they hide it sometimes, right?
Yeah, I know.
They hide it from you. All right, I'm just going to do it the old-fashioned way. 10 points... Luka, wait, why? Here's why, Joe. Why is it? Oh, they don't let you do that. Luka for 10 bounds, plus 290. Luka for 10 assists, plus 700. I mean, that alone is plus 1456.
Yeah, let's just hope he dishes. I feel everybody's going to be on him. You know?
Why aren't they giving you just a straight triple-double number with him? Right? Doesn't make any sense. I don't know why. I'll find it, Joe. It's hard for me to look for it and talk to you at the same time. I'll have to try to do it during the 2-minute break. See if I can get it done. So that starts at the top of the hour. If there's anything else that you want to get in there, here you go, Joe. Player combos. Let's check this book. See, 5-1 they have for a triple double. Like, his assists alone are 7-1. Like, you have to look in the in all the
I mean, this
circle around. It's like
he better not be, you know, he better not be the guy that's shooting every time now. You know?
Better not be. I'll play him for the double doubles plus 190.
26-12 Missouri.
Let's go, Joe. Extend. Yes. Come on, I want to hear it from you. Extend. Get it going here. Please. Give us something. Give us something juicy here, Joe. Late night.
Yeah, movement. I know.
What's all the referee talk here in the Auburn game? They haven't played in about 5 minutes.
Gonzaga's.
Can we get
in
back
a dog
to the game.
Fight. Gonzaga's in a dogfight. As a bad pick.
I don't know. I would have stayed away from that.
The Palouse, always a tough. Always tough.
Who else do we want to get involved with here, Joe? Valmaki? Sammy Valmaki. What is all the... They took a point away from Auburn. Wasn't it 15-15?
Yeah.
Just made it 15-14 on the screen. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
59. Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. So 16-15, Auburn leads Arkansas, 11.5 to go in the first half. Missouri out to a 31-17 lead on Alabama.
Extend.
Oh, extend. Miami up 13-12 on Florida State very early in the game. That, like I just said, very early. In the game.
Rivalry game. That's kids that want it. Those kids want it.
Joe, they're 6-19 this year. They haven't wanted anything.
No.
All year. Oregon up 8.5 on Iowa. Hell of a game between the Bison and the Jackrabbits. North Dakota State and South Dakota State, 60-57 with under 8 to go. Northern Iowa storms back to take the lead over Belmont. Unbelievable. And there's still a couple games later on, including Rutgers, Washington, New Mexico, and Boise, etc. All right, here's what I got for the golf, Joe. You ready?
Go ahead.
Mexico Open at Vedanta. Teeing off tomorrow. Outright. Patrick Rogers at 22-1. Three top tens at this event, Joe, the last 3 years for Patrick Rogers. And he's played pretty well the last few weeks. Good combo. Michael Kim's played pretty well the last few weeks. 25-1 for him. Jake Afternoon Knapp, the defending champion. And he's played well. 40-1. I got him at early in the week. I think he's still about 35 now. Eric Van Rooyen at 60-1, usually like him in a birdie fest with no big names in it. Alejandro Toasty, 110-1, Toasty this week.
No,
big drivers
Griot.
At this course.
It's Griot. The kid's got big wood. Yeah, he's got big wood.
Not a big driver. Damon at 120-1 for me as well. As far as the placements, Akshay Bhatia, top 10 at plus 190. Harry Hall, top 10 at plus 330. Ryan Crazy Like a Fox, top 20 at plus 250. Mateo Manassero, top 20 at plus 400. Sammy Valamaki finished second here last year, top 20 at plus 600. Davis Riley. Valamaki, Finland. Davis Riley, top 20 at 9-1. First round leader bombs. Aaron Rye, 45. Eric Van Rooyen, 55-1. CT Pots and Pans, 60-1. Sam Riders on the Storm, 75-1. David Skins at 150-1 for first round leader. Rafi Campos at 150-1. And Cristobal Del Solar at 170-1. Let's go, Joe, for the first round leaders.
All right. Let's get it. All right. Let's talk when we come back, because you're gone. Let's do the final four and parlays.
Okay, fine. What, we put it with the hockey for tomorrow night?
I guess we're taking USA, right?
We're taking USA and the under.
Now we're on the under? We've been on the over all week. Now we're going to go on the under?
We were on the under USA last Saturday. We're on the under USA tomorrow night.
What do you under mean? In this game. I wasn't on the under last week.
I was under Saturday night when they played Canada. 3-1 game.
You want to take Kachuk MVP? Could we take Kachuk MVP?
I think you might have an MVP market. I don't have it in New York, but I think there is an MVP market. Although tomorrow, Joe, I'll cross the border by the afternoon. I can look it up when I get to the Wolf Lodge there, because PA's got the awards. I'll be there well before a puck drop. I could get it on the MVP. What do they have for Gensel? Can you look? What's Gensel's number?
Hang on. One thing at a time. You're so pushy all the time. I got to go to more wagers. Just wait.
So
here we go.
I got to put the baseball awards in the next 2 days while I'm there.
What am I doing? Game props? There's no MVP market.
Yeah, you're looking in the wrong place then. I'll have to find it after the break. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. So I was able to get Joe. I only saw a post that had a few guys on here. Four Nations MVP. I don't know if you ever were able to find it or not. I don't know how you...
I'm on the 40s.
Hellebuck plus 250 is the favorite, with McDavid at plus 275. Not going to lie to you, Joe. I mean, I don't think Canada's... I'm not rooting for Canada. I think USA is going to win. Not a bad fallback to have McDavid as the tournament MVP, because if they win, my guess is that he's going to have a big hand in it. He has scored goals in their last two games. So if you want to do like maybe a little Canadian hedge, if you're going to bet the United States Thursday night, McDavid to be the tournament MVP, if you're in a state that has it, probably isn't too bad at 275.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do Connor Hellebuck for over the saves?
What's the number?
27.5 at minus 102.
Hold on a second. Let me bring this up, Joe.
You're saying it's going to be an under. 27.
I like
and a
the
half.
Under.
So let's take the Hellebuck. He's going to, if it's going to be an under, the kid's going to have to make a ton of saves.
30 saves for plus 148.
You know, the minus 102 wasn't good enough for you, right? The 28 wasn't good enough for you.
You had to go for 30. It's okay.
Now, I'm greedy. Yeah, and when it comes to this, all right, well, you want to go 30?
Great defense from the Hogs here, Joe. Woo! Pig suit!
Unselfish.
Look at the defense!
Unselfish!
So you want to do 28 for minus 102?
28, yeah. Yeah. Hellebuck.
All right.
Gonzaga up 9. I told you. Extend.
The one goal score that I'm going to play, because I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, so I don't want to get too involved, but I'm going to play Gensel at plus 320 to score.
Johnny Gensel?
Jake.
Gonzaga up 9. Extend. St. John's up 6-2.
Good start. Missouri up 35-21.
Yeah.
And of course, the Hogs up 19-17.
I feel like there's a world of time left in this Missouri game.
There's still a lot. What are they giving you for Alabama right now?
Why do you got to even look at that side? Why are you even looking at that?
Why not get both sides? We can get all Alabama with some points. 8.5, huh? 8.5.
I'm not touching it.
Would you touch it if you were getting 10?
No, because the reason why, Missouri's a really good home team from what I've seen, and Bama lives and dies with the 3. They were cold on Saturday night against Auburn, very difficult environment. That I don't know if they're just going to snap out of it. They look like they're walking through the motions here. This could be a game where they get run out of the gym. Okay. All right, let's talk about Final Four, though. Come on, while you're still here. Final Four.
And Joe will be, I'm out the next couple nights as I got to
chase the kids
around
the
Wolf Lodge.
I need somebody to carry me. I can't just talk. He doesn't talk NBA. I got to talk NFL with him.
I know. So that's why, like, you got these Wednesdays coming up. Joe's going to be out. This is the last Wednesday Joe's here for a while. So on those Wednesdays, George will stop by. I don't know if we'll do the whole time because there's going to be a lot of basketball on Wednesday nights, and I know it's not George's favorite thing. So I might just do a hockey segment or two with George in one of the hours each night, each Wednesday, and then maybe get somebody else. And it is a Wednesday night, and you're not going to be here. Carver and sometimes Lisi on Wednesdays. And
I make my debut in March. You know, the Syndicate crew, I guess, be breaking
now, who
down
are you
the
doing
analytics.
Those shows with? Who are you doing those shows with?
The real
and Kevin?
Basketball? No.
Wow, you got, but you're with Coach?
Coach and Kevin.
Wow.
I hope to bring a little analytical side to the college hoops.
Yeah, you're gonna bring the analytical side. That's what you're bringing to that party.
That's your contribution. Ken Palm analytics, gut and feel. Hey, say what you
feel.
Will.
I could see you bringing gut and feel. I could see that.
Say what you want about Lisi, okay? All right, kid steps up. The kid gambles college hoops. We know that I gamble college hoops.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree that.
Not
you,
like
you
I'm
don't
a fish out of water. I don't know what we're talking about here. Speaking of talking, let's jump on Final Four teams. You ready?
Yeah. Who do you like?
Where do you want to start? Do you want to take like one favorite, one under like 7-1 or 8-1, and then we'll take deep shots. How do you want to play this?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's worth it. Anybody under like 8, like why am I gonna pay 165
okay.
for like right. to win
so
four
we'll
games?
The,
like that's
so. Why don't we
that's
do
silly
this?
For me.
We'll make the cutoff 8-1. Kentucky. Back.
Fine.
Okay? Kentucky and Arizona and everybody down the board. All right? And let's do a round robin. We're going to do it with the Masters?
We could do that. We could do that.
Or you want to do it like Final Four, Masters, and then a baseball?
The only master you could put it with if you're going to do that is Scheffler. That's the only one you could put it with. You have to put it with the chalk for the Masters. Because I'm not nobody you do.
Or do you want to do this? Final four, a baseball play, and an NBA or hockey. You tell me. How do you want to play it?
All right. So you want to do a season-long baseball? That's fine.
All right. So then let's do that. All right. That's so fine. Let's build All right. one. All right?
I don't like this guy. And I just got a feeling that he's going back to the final. If he gets a good draw, he could go back to the Final Four this year. I think the team has a little bit of toughness. I don't think they'd win the whole thing, but Final Four I'd go. And that's Michigan State at 10-1.
All right, you're taking Izzo. All right, right out of the gate, we got chalk. All right, so Izzo.
Wait a second. How is that chalk? You said 8-1 or more.
Yeah, but it's a popular play. We'll take Izzo at 10-1.
We're gonna do deep shots too.
Yeah. All right. So Izzo is your pick. What are we doing? Season long baseball. Right?
Season long baseball.
Okay. Make playoffs.
How about
make playoffs? That's easy.
Let me give you something a little spicier.
You always got to change it on us. Always have to change. Can't just go with make playoffs or World
Series.
Fine.
You want to do make playoffs? I was going to do someone to hit 40 or 50 homers.
No. The guy gets hurt and then we're dead to rights. No shot. Fine. Stop.
Let's but the playoffs is hard because all the good teams are too chalky. I mean, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Who are you taking in baseball to make
I'll
the playoffs? How
pick.
About win a division?
Fine. World Series. How about this? Okay. Texas Rangers, 27-1.
Nah.
Come on. Are you serious?
How about the Phillies?
Every year with the same teams. Fine. Phillies. Here it is. The Mikey Carver parlay.
How about the Phillies?
All right. You want to throw in a college football while we're at it?
That's
Georgia
to
win it all.
That. Too long. We got to wait for
Come
that.
On,
we
wait
not 12 months to cash it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We'll back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. 159. You know, we need Joe. We need Cal to settle this thing down a little bit here.
Yeah. What is going on? We do well, now.
They
technicals. Come on.
They played technical. 15 minutes of really strong, sound basketball, and suddenly in the last like 30 seconds to a minute, the wheels have started to rattle off the bus a little bit here for Arkansas. So we need him to settle down here.
They're out of control.
There we go.
This is exactly this is exactly what happened in A&M. They jumped out 8-0, and before I blinked, they were down 8 points. Same thing. Young team, undisciplined.
That's
all right,
their
what
problem.
Are we putting? Come on. You build one and I build one. What's the final leg of this?
All right. We've got Michigan State, the Phillies.
Want to take the hockey, the Rangers to make the playoffs?
I don't want to root for the Rangers. Hold on.
All right, so here we go. It's always something with this guy. He doesn't care about the money. He cares about the rootability. Come on.
Here's the thing. Shesterkin's been hurt, which would bother me about doing the Ranger playoff.
Okay,
make it, but it's...
Okay, you want to take
this?
Flames?
Let's do
the
something
flames
with
to
a little gas
playoff.
Here.
Yeah, a little
How about something
gas.
With a little gas? How about something with a little gas? How about...
Come on! Are you kidding me?
Devils to win the East.
It's always got to be a step further. He's always got to push the
envelope.
All right,
you want the playoffs? Fine. It's going to be chalky, though, if you want the playoffs.
Pick somebody. That's what I want. Pick somebody.
Detroit.
Fine. At plus 210.
All right.
That's good. Okay, great.
Michigan State, Phillies, Detroit.
Okay.
25 gets you 10,000.
I'm doing $10 on that because I don't like the Red Wings, but that's besides the point.
Okay.
All right. I'm doing
$10 on that one.
All right. Okay.
Fine.
Here we go.
Now let's see. All right, Hero. Let's go, Hero. Go ahead. Let me see the big winner then. Come on, Hero. A lot of talking. Let's see the big winner. Everybody, get your pen and papers out, your apps out. Get your apps out, everybody. Here comes the big winner. Let's go.
I'm going to show you how it's done. You ready? Okay.
Let's see it. I can't wait to hear this first one with the college basketball. Who are you taking on the college for the Final Four?
All right, Final Four. You ready? I like the way they're playing now. And, you know, I think they're going to start to come into form. They got a very good run the other night. They came back. How about UConn 16-1?
You're so gutless. You talk about chalk. I mean, it doesn't get any more chalk than that. They're the two-time defending champs. Everyone's going to be on them. I mean, you're unbelievable. You really are. I'm going to tell you something right now. There is no shot they're going back to the Final Four this year. No shot they go back.
No shot. What if they're like Mahomes? What if they're like, all they do is win, baby?
UConn? Let's go. Play UConn. 18-1. Come on, Hero. Let's go, Hero. What else you got?
I'm going to show you how it's done now. This is how you build it. I mean, everything with you is just, you know, you think you have it all figured out. Okay?
I know.
Now, just stop. Ready? Baseball. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to go to the baseball. We're going to take to make the playoffs. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Hang on.
Yeah, who?
Calm down. Blue Jays.
I mean, you're going to take a team that their best player just wants out of town. They're going to end up trading Vlad by the deadline.
Good.
And you think they're going to make the playoffs. Everybody, they might be the worst team in their division this year. They might be the worst team in their division.
Which is why we should bet them. We should bet them.
I'm not playing Toronto to make the playoffs. They're not making the playoffs.
All right, the Tigers.
You said you wanted to play Texas. You said you wanted to play Texas. I'll play that.
I want Texas for the World Series.
I'd rather play that than Toronto to make the playoffs.
Fine. Texas plus the 27-1. All right? And then this one's a no-brainer. This one's easy. Okay? You ready? All right. Hear me out. National championship in college football.
Okay?
You ready?
This guy wants to hold the bets in for a year. He wants to hold these out for a year.
Relax. Georgia at 7-1.
Their time is over, Joe. I mean, their time is done.
Carver.
But go ahead.
7-1. Plus, look at this number that we get. On $15, it pays $57,000. That's how you do it.
Yeah, there's a reason why, you know. There's a reason why it pays that.
Oh, really?
Because it's an absolute bomb. That's why. It's you know, look at the stuff you got in here. Of course it pays that.
What stuff? We have a pedigree. We have a team in Texas that won it 2 years ago. We have the two-time defending champions and a team that made it to the college football playoff. I'm spitting. No, it's time to get serious. We got one more left. Now we got to put our heads together and come up with one. You ready?
All right. Yeah.
I'll lead off on the Final Four. I want to take Memphis at 47-1.
No. We got to both be on it. We got to both be on this one. No Memphis. What about Creighton? Creighton? Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, just under a minute to go in Auburn, 30-25. Tigers lead the Hogs. Hogs are playing tight, though. They're playing tight. They're in the mix here. And then Missouri up 16, 47-31, smashing Alabama right now. St. John's up 12 on DePaul, 3 minutes to go in the first. Iowa stormed back, and they had taken a lead, and Oregon just got a couple buckets. 59-54, Oregon leads in the cornfield.
Gonzaga
up 24. Smashed
job
tonight.
Smashed.
Miami and Florida State tied at 31 at halftime.
I told you.
Tallahassee.
I told you, rivalry game.
There's a whole half left to be played. And I guess
Just admit you're on the wrong side. But you picked it wrong. I was right. You were wrong. Come on. Come up with one more. We got to come up with one more.
So play it. What do you care if what I tell you? Play the game.
All right. Come on. Come on. Let's do something important.
How about
All right, Clemson? Ready? I'll throw you
How
one
about
better.
Ole Miss? We both liked Ole Miss the other night. We both said
right,
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss 24-1.
Yeah.
All right, so we're taking Ole Miss 24-1.
Baseball.
What do we put? Yeah. All right.
Or do you want to do Scheffler in this one? You want to do Scheffler in this
one?
Let's
do Scheffler. Yeah, we'll do Scheffler in this one. Hang on, let me get it up. 24-1. All right, now we're going to the golf.
Scheffler.
We got Scheffler.
Masters.
Hang on, Masters. Where is he? Where's the Masters?
Go all the way to all tournaments and then hit the Masters.
They make it so difficult. Majors. There we go. Scheffler. Okay. And now what?
What do you want to put in the last one?
You want to do NFL or college football?
God, again, why do we got to wait a year to get these?
We're trying to make big money. Sometimes it pays.
You want to take the Thunder to win the NBA?
Sure.
That was quick. You said you went to that fast.
Huh? I mean, who else are we going to take? I like the Nuggets, but we'll take SGA. I mean, all right, what does that get us? Nothing, really. I mean, four.
Yeah, that one's not great.
Take the
How about
Thunder
an exacta? Thunder versus Celtics. Ah, that's not even great either. Thunder to beat Celtics.
Nah, take the Thunder out.
All right,
you want to take a shot
Thunder.
With the Bucks?
No, forget it. If we're not playing the Thunder, we're out on the NBA.
All right, forget the NBA. Go back
to the
baseball.
So go to the baseball.
All right. Yankees
to
win
in,
it?
I'm not even going to say it. Yeah, Yankees aren't winning the World Series.
Let me hear this.
What about Fonseca to win the U.S. Open? You want to put Fonseca to win the U.S. Open in there?
Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, Fonseca. How about this? How about the Yankees to win
the East? Let's play it safe with Alcaraz.
Listen, how about the Yankees to win the East?
No.
And
no. Go to the college football. At least we have a shot. Let's take Texas.
God.
Texas or Oregon?
Right,
Arch
fine.
Manning. Arch.
Texas.
All right, there you go. Now Texas. We got some Arch. Juice. Okay.
All right.
$10 brings $25 brings what? $26,000. That's good.
There you go. We're in.
All right. All right. That's something with a little bite to it.
Auburn up 6 at the half here against the Hogs. So we've got a good chance there. Joe, enjoy the next couple nights. I'll see you back here on Monday. Pray for me at the Wolf Lodge over the next couple days. Great job by Matthias. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Enjoy the hockey tomorrow night, too. I'll be watching tomorrow there. Cash some tickets. We'll see you next time on the grid.